Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. So now we get to introduce ourselves for those people who are new and don't know who we are. I do this show with a wonderful, amazing lady, and her name is DC Love, and I will let her tell you all about her.
Thank you, Barbara, and you're equally wonderful, and I'm blessed, you know, by having you here with me as a co-host and a friend and as a teacher. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing connection. But good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I've come to know that this really is a divine connection. She has left this door open, and others have walked through it, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, as well as the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a teacher, a writer, a speaker, a radio show host, and a bunch of other things. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find Learn More buttons under pictures of DC Love and myself. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can have that deeper connection with her. And my Learn More button will tell you more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There are lots of things that I have gathered and learned over the years there. And it may be just what you are looking for. So feel free to just look around. All right, now it's time for us to hear the wonderful messages that we're going to get for today. So, DC, what do you have for us? Okay, DC, I can't hear you.
Is that better?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay, great. That is better. Okay, thank you so much. The first thing I do have is a prayer, and it's entitled Message from the Angels for Courage and Perseverance. You sometimes feel desperate when things do not work out the way you want them to, or problems seem insoluble. You wonder if it's worth fighting or whether it would be better to surrender. In many cases, it is the happy medium that brings you forward. Feel inside you and find out why a certain situation stagnates, and hold on to your wish with gentle determination. Therefore, do not give up or see yourself as a victim, But also, do not try to force things. Courage and perseverance are qualities that help you reach your aims or solve your problems. Just like us, if you ask us, and then we're given a little affirmation, I courageously accept my life with all its challenges, with all its consequences. And then I was guided to read a little part of a message that I just happened upon a couple seconds ago from Archangel Jophiel. Knowing that you are perfect in your imperfection should remind you, dear one, that your life is indeed a journey of ecstatic oneness, a product of joy, a sign that the architect of the universe was hopelessly, madly in love with you when you were fashioned and formed in its glorious image. And then we have another little daily mantra, God and I are one. From there, we're going to go to a message from Mother Mary. Greetings, beloved ones. It is I, Mother Mary, who comes before you today. Love is all there is. Each of you are children of God, and you are perfectly created. Open your heart and allow love to guide you. The divine energy that you will feel now has the power to change everything. You were created from love, and it is now time to connect once again and bring humanity together. Radiate love outward to all you meet. See yourself through the eyes of love, as well as your fellow man. There is no separation. Guide your brothers and your sisters to realize the truth within themselves. Help others to see the miracle love brings. Be an answer to someone's prayers. You are an extension of my love. Help to create a shift with this divine, infinite energy, and remove all limitations. Let go of all that is holding you back. Simply allow your higher self to step forward. Raise your frequency and return to your true state. You hold within you unlimited potential. As you ascend, help others to become one in love. You each have the ability to bring so much love and light into this world right now. You are so needed. Please do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything you need is within you. Allow me to continue to work through you, each of you, and help you to expand and awaken and receive all that is needed to manifest an abundant life. I am with you every step of the way. Life holds for you more than you have ever dreamed. Beloved children, as you expand your consciousness, you align and you become one with divine love. Trust yourself and continue forward on your journey. Open your heart to all the possibilities that surround you. You are meant to live a happy, joyful life that is filled with abundance. My love is with you always. I love you, Mother Mary. And then the next message I have is from Archangel Camiel. Be confident in who you are and in your ability to decide the course of your own life. You did not come to the earth plane to experience any form of servitude to the vision of life that others have for you. The Archangel Camiel comes to help you remember that the goals and dreams that you have set for yourself are enthusiastically supported by the universe, your guardian angel, and your guides in spirit. They believe in you and the beauty of your dreams. Go for it. We have a daily mantra. I am supported by the universe. Archangel Camiel's name means he who seeks God or seeks out God. Now I have a channeled message. Beloved ones, I come before you today with a message of love. I will help you to follow that which is in your heart. Allow me to guide you, finding true bliss on your journey. I can help you to figure out your life purpose, as well as helping you to understand that everything is occurring in divine order. You are here to learn the lessons which you have signed up for. I will help you to have renewed faith, which resides within you. You will realize faith can really move mountains. Shifting your perspective helps you to see the miracles that are all around you. I will help you to embrace the destiny that awaits you. Call upon me when you need help with relationships, whether it is lifting you from the depths of sorrow, helping you to leave an unhealthy relationship, or helping you to passionately live the love story that you've envisioned. I will be by your side. True love does exist, and I can help you find the long-lasting soulmate relationship you are desiring. I will help you to overcome any obstacle that stands in your way. If you are unable to love yourself or another, call upon me. When you are filled with negative emotions, I will help you to have the courage needed to take control of your life. You can break free from that which no longer serves you. I will bring the awareness that is needed to help you resolve issues that have been clouding your thinking. If you are in need of strengthening your relationship, I will help you to lovingly assert yourself while making the necessary changes, helping you to have the love and passion you desire. For loved ones, you have the power within you to live your destiny. With my help, I will help you to have the courage to face your problems, making the important changes that are necessary, as well helping you to free yourself and reach your goals while having renewed strength every step of the way. I am divine love. Allow your heart chakra to open fully at this time as you infuse your energy with the universal love that now surrounds you. When you realize love is universal, no one can be unloved. Breathe in that loving energy and feel the complete oneness with all. Allow this love to flow through you and to be shared with all you meet. I am Archangel Camiel. And Barbara, that's what I have for today. Those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, and now here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloveds, this is a wonderful time to be alive. And we know that when we say this, there are so many of you who can give me all the reasons why this is not a wonderful time. And we know that a lot of it is focused on the political situation in the United States. But it truly is a wonderful time to be alive. You are experiencing things that haven't been experienced for a long time. You are opening up to your own power. You are seeing that other people are not supposed to run your life. There is a purpose in everything that is happening. This whole political situation is not a mistake. It's actually an opening. It's an opening that so many people would not have accepted had the political situation been different. Sometimes things have to be extremely screwed up before you take action. And that is what is happening. And that means that it is a wonderful time to be alive because you are beginning to embrace your power. You are beginning to see that you have the capability to make the right decisions for your life, that you don't have to rely on other people to tell you what to do, to fix your life, to fix your country, to fix anything. You are looking within your own self. You are finding the truth of who you are. And it is a wonderful time to be alive. Embrace this time and the opportunities that are being given to you. Embrace the truth of who you are. Allow yourself to open up, to be more, to experience more, to love more, to forgive more, to let go more. This is a wonderful time to be alive. Pass you by. This is your chance to truly be you. And there is no one more important than you. We are with you. You are never alone. God has never turned his back on you. You are being supported, being guided. You are being loved, accepted, and open up to the changes that are happening within you and your life. This is a wonderful time to be alive. We love you. That's
beautiful.
What he wanted to say.
Beautiful.
All right, so we have come to the time in the show where we will take questions from callers or from anyone in the chat room who has a question and wants to type it. So now is your opportunity to do that. So go ahead, do that. Oh, if you're on the phone, press the number 1 so that it puts a lovely symbol on my switchboard. And if you are in the chat room, just start typing, and I will see that you are typing, and we will wait for you to finish. There's so many storms in Oklahoma over the last few days. In fact, today it started out looking like we were going to have more storms. And I find it interesting the way other people react to the storms in Oklahoma and the tornadoes. And, you know, they contact me and say, are you all right? Are you all right? And it's interesting to me because I sleep through all of it, you know, unless the sirens go off, which means that there's something happening that you need to be aware of. Otherwise, it's just a storm. And even if it is a tornado, it's still just a storm. And I don't get worried about things like that. It's so interesting to see how other people are still caught up in circumstances and situations around them, and they haven't really found the peace within. Find that peace within. It really makes a huge difference in your life. Then you can sit there and watch a storm and not be upset. And I'm not making light of the fact that these storms do damage to other people's properties and other people's lives and, you know, the whole nine yards. And I understand that, but that doesn't mean that I really need to be worried about them. My worrying doesn't really change anything. So why bother? Ooh, I can feel a whole bunch of energy around that. Okay, I'll let Jesus take care of all that energy around that since he had me say it. So he can let go of everybody's need to worry because there's really nothing to worry about.
True.
And apparently nobody needs to ask a question today, which is fine. We have those days.
We do.
So, DC, are you getting any kind of message that you want to present before we end the show?
Well, the only thing that I'm getting, Barbara, is love is the answer to all of our questions. And Ginger's standing in the background and she's saying, don't stop believing.
Well, that is true. Okay, I'm supposed to explain why love is the answer to all of our questions. Okay, I'm going to let Jesus explain it. So here we go. Beloveds, when we say that love is the answer to all of your questions, we are not talking about the kind of love that you have been taught, that fairy tale kind of love, that passion that you feel. We are talking about unconditional acceptance. When you unconditionally accept anything and everything, there's no judgments. There's no emotional charge attached to anything. When you reach that stage where you do not have to have all of those emotions attached to everything that is happening in your life, everything that is happening in the world, then you get to be at peace. And when you are at peace, you get to decide what is for your highest good. Unconditional love gives you freedom. It gives you the freedom to really create your life however it is you really want it to be, instead of feeling like you are a victim of circumstances or situations or other people, because you realize that you are never a victim. And the answer is always love. The unconditional love. That takes you into the energy of where you don't need to get revenge or have someone else suffer for something that they've done, or decide that you need to suffer for something. You let go of all of that. You let go of all of the negativity, all of the misery, all of the anguish, all of the sadness, all of the sacrifice. And you move into an energy that is open, an energy that allows you to create whatever you choose to create. And when you're not in that energy of all of the emotional charges, then you really do have the freedom to create. So remember that when we are saying that love is always the answer, we are talking about the unconditional love, the unconditional you, the one that lives without. There's never a need to judge. Judging is simply making a decision based on the emotional impact. Leave the emotion out of it. Make the decision based on what is for your highest good, what is right for you. And know that that is what is right in the universe. Know that that is what is right for the Creator. Know that you are creating more and more love. More and more openness, more and more opportunities, more and more of what you seek. And that is why love is always the answer. We hope that this brings you a deeper understanding of why we tell you this. It is time for you to come from love. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. I love that.
Yes, that was beautiful. And love is that, it's the highest energy that, you know, that we could really reach out for, you know. And with that love, you know, when we surround ourselves with that beautiful love, there's so many beautiful, you know, miracles that happen. It's amazing.
Yes, there are. And everyone can have miracles and magic in their life.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an equal opportunity kind of world, and everyone has equal opportunities. So don't think that you can't, because you can. So go ahead, do it.
Yeah, it's that easy.
All right. So that's what we had for today. Let me make sure there's nothing else. And DC, make sure you don't have anything else.
That's it. And that's it from Ginger. She said she's good.
Okay. Well, then we will end our show early today. And we appreciate everyone who listened and everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room and everyone who listens in the archives. And we love you all. And we will be back next Tuesday with another show. So we hope that you have a wonderful weekend and that you actually let yourself experience that unconditional love. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.